I'm coming home to you, my father. I am the prodigal. Please forgive me. I'm coming home, but I'm not.
大家好，我是主播 Kiki。今天给大家分享的是 Ingrid Sisters 歌 The Prodigal， 中文译名浪子。以下是我相关问题采访，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。 The first question: Does the concept of forgiveness play a role in our relationships, both with others and with ourselves? Please talk about this question from God give us forgiveness. 宽恕的概念是如何在我们与他人和我们自己的关系中发挥作用的，请从上帝给我们的宽恕这个角度来浅析一下这个问题。
Since we all commit sins and errors, relationship without forgiveness is not possible. If we want to live together in peace and harmony, it is necessary that we forgive each other. If not, there comes bitterness which destroys every relationship.And bitterness is like the root of a tree that begins to grow and destroy all our life and relationships.
既然我们都犯过错，也都有罪责，没有宽恕的关系是不可能的。如果我们想和谐共生的生活在一起，我们就有必要相互之间进行原谅。如果不是这样，就会有痛苦来摧毁每一段关系，而痛苦就像树根一样，开始生长，并摧毁我们所有的生活和所有的关系网。
This is why forgiveness is the main topic in the Bible. First, because God has forgiven us since Jesus Christ died for our sins on Calvary.If we accept the sacrifice, we are forgiven and can have a relationship with the living God.
这就是为什么宽恕是圣经的主题。首先，因为耶稣基督为我们的罪行而献身，神已经赦免了我们的罪责。如果我们接受这种牺牲，我们就会被宽恕，并能永远远地与上帝建立起关系来。
God calls us to forgive the people that is around us too. There is the story about the servant who was not willing to forgive his colleague a small amount of money, even his master has forgiven him a large unpayable amount of money. In this story, the not willing to forgive had to go to prison, and that is a good image for what will happen to us when we are not forgive. We go into a spiritual and emotional prison, and we are suffering there alone without the fellowship with others.
但是上帝也希望我们去原谅我们周围的人。曾有这样的一个故事，一个仆人不愿意原谅了他的同事，因为他的同事欠了一些小钱。即使他的主人已经赦免了他的同事，并补偿给这个仆人一大笔钱，但是在这个故事中，这个不愿意宽恕别人的仆人，最终不得不最终去坐牢。这是一个极好的例子。当我们选择不宽恕对方的时候，我们的生活就会发生什么呢？我们进入了一个精神和情感的牢笼，我们在那里独自受苦，并失去与他人的友谊。
In other parts of the Bible, God calls us not to let the sun go down before we forgive, and when we are angry, we shall not sin.
在圣经的其他部分，神召唤我们在我们原谅之前，不要让太阳落山。当我们生气的时候，我们不要选择去犯罪。
I think the Bible speaks a clear language about the topic forgiveness.
我认为圣经对宽恕这个话题阐述的非常清晰。Nice question for you. What does it mean to truly feel worthy of love and acceptance, especially when we feel like we have made mistakes or fallen short, especially when we can't get right acceptance in our work and life? 真正感到值得被爱和被接纳意味着什么呢？尤其是当我们在工作和生活中得不到正确的接纳时。
We have to see from whom we expect love and forgiveness. The only one who can give us real love and forgiveness is God in heaven. Only He knows our true worth because we are so worthfully for Him that He has given us His Son. In other parts of the Bible is written that He knows that we are dust and not able to fulfill the things that we should do and His only goal is to save so many people as He can because He doesn't want none of us to go lost and to go to hell.
我们要看我们从谁那里得到爱以及宽恕。唯一能给我们真正的爱和宽恕的则是上帝。只有他知道我们真正的价值，因为我们对他是如此的值得。他为我们献出了他自己的孩子。在圣经的其他部分，他知道我们是尘土，不能完成我们应有做的事情。他唯一的目标就是尽可能多的拯救人类，因为他不想让我们任何人迷失方向，下地狱。
The next one who should give love to us is our family, but already there often we don't get the love that we need, and from our colleagues at work we don't get it neither.
下一个应该给我们爱的是我们的家人，但是我们经常得不到我们所需要的爱。从我们的家人同事那里，我们也经常得不到我们想要的。
So my conclusion is the only place where you can find real love is in a good relationship with God.
所以我的结论是，你唯一能找到真爱的地方就是和上帝保持着良好的连结。Next question for sister. How can we and appreciate the love and blessings that are given to us, even when we may not immediately see or understand them? 我们怎样学会认识和感激给予我们的爱与祝福呢？即使我们最初可能看不到或理解不到他们。
When you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, you go to the narrow door. It is the beginning of the journey, not the end. You will be on the narrow path to heaven after entering the narrowed port, which is the path of sanctification. God will lead you there, and the more you walk with Him each day, the more you will see that He transforms you. It is a process which takes years.In the beginning, we make, of course, a lot of mistakes, but the more we are with Him, the more we understand His ways and can enjoy what He has done for us.
当你接收耶稣基督为你的救世主的时候，你就已经走上了那扇狭窄的门，那是旅程的开始，而不是终点。进入狭窄的港口后，你将走上通往天堂的狭窄道路，这就是成圣之路。上帝会引领你去到那里。你每天和他走得越远，你就会越看到他已然改变了你。这是一个需要数年时间的过程。一开始，我们当然会犯很多错误，但我们和他在一起的时间越久，我们就越能理解他的方式，越能享受到他为我们所创造的一切。Next question. In the times of difficulty or hardship, How can we find the strength and courage to face our challenges head on, rather than seeking temporary solutions or distractions? What will God lead us in such situation? 在困难或艰难的时候，我们如何才能找到力量和勇气来直面挑战呢？而不是寻求暂时的解决性方案或者分心。在这种情况下，神会怎样的引导我们呢？
The good question always is if you allow God to lead you. The today's song is the prodigal. He did not want to have a safety life in the house of his father. He wanted to live and do the things on his own. So God stopped to lead him, but he didn't stop to wait for him.
这真是一个好问题。如果你让上帝引导我们，今天的我创作的歌曲《浪子》，他不想在他的父亲的房子里安稳地过着生活，他想得到自己想要的生活，自己做自己想做的事情。于是上帝停下来引导他，但上帝并没有停止或者等待他。
The prodigal was able to reason when life really went hard for him, and sometimes it is necessary that we face challenges and hard situations for to be able to reason that we are wrong.
当生活对他来说真的很艰难的时候，是有理智清醒头脑的。有时我们必须要面对挑战和困难的情况，以便能够推理出我们其实是错误的。
Often we remember the goodness of God when we are spiritually with the pigs as the prodigal was.
当我们像浪子一样，即使在思想上与猪为伍的时候，我们常常也会能想起神的良善。Next question for sister. What can we learn from the experience of feeling alone and abandoned? And how can we use that knowledge to cultivate deeper connections and meaningful relationships? 我们能从孤独和被抛弃的经历中学习到什么呢？我们如何利用这些知识来培养更深层次的连结和有意义的关系呢？
We learn from the experience of feeling alone that we were seeking at the wrong place and that we had a bad image of God. For the prodigal, God was the master that obliged him to work. His elder brother will have the firstborn right, so he thought better to take my heritage and go away.
我们从感觉孤独的经历中学到一件事情，我们在错误的地方找，我们对上帝的形象并不友好。对浪子来说，上帝是主人，上帝责成他工作，他的哥哥将有长子的权利，最好带着我所拥有的遗产离开。
When he went home, he did not expect to be received as a son. He thought the servants in the house of the father have a good life, so he wanted to be a servant too.
当他回家的时候，他不希望被儿子接待。他认为，我即使为家人，也会生活得很好，所以。耶稣基督选择成为一名虔诚的仆人。
But his father was so happy when he came that he made a party and gave him a ring.
但是他的父亲很高兴，当他来到的时候，他举办了一场宴会，并且赐予他一个戒指。
And here we meet in the story something interesting.The elder brother became jealous about the party. He was living in the house of the father, but his friends were more important to him as his father.
在这里， 我们的故事中遇到了一些有趣的事情。哥哥对聚会感到妒忌，他住在父亲的房子里，但是他的朋友对他来说比他的父亲更加的重要。
So none of the brothers had a good relationship with the father, and the younger went into a good relationship with the father because he repented what he has done.
所以世间没有一个哥哥与父亲的关系能保持良好，而弟弟和父亲的关系则总是很好，因为他总会对我们所做的事情感到后悔内疚。
Next question. How can we develop a sense of humility and gratitude? Recognizing that we are not entitled to anything, but rather everything we think, what we receive from God is a gift.
我们怎样才能培养一种谦卑和感恩的意识，认识到我们没有资格得到任何东西，相反，我们从上帝那里却能得到一切，都是礼物呢？
We can develop a sense of humility and gratitude by remembering where we have lived before coming to God and where we live now. That God has accepted us as his child and given us eternal life already is a great gift. Even the circumstances around us did not change already.
我们可以通过回忆我们来到神之前的生活和现在的生活，来培养一种谦卑和感恩的精神意识。神已经接受我们为他的子民，赐予我们永生，这是一个伟大的礼物。即使我们身处恶劣的环境，依然没有改变。
So, next question for sister. Were you a prodigal before?Which thing changed you totally?
姐姐，你以前是个浪子吗？哪件事情彻底改变了你呢？
I had a time when I walked away from God, creator of the Bible. I was not able to see his goodness in all things, and I wanted to do the things as I wanted to do and search refuge in other religion and philosophies.
有一段时间，我离开了圣经的创造者上帝，我无法在所有事物中看到他的良善。我想做我想做的事情，并在其他宗教和哲学中找到平衡。
But one day I felt I have to go to the church, and I had the feeling that the preacher is preaching only for me.So I repented that I walked away and wrote the song The Prodigal to express my feelings in that time.
但是有一天，我觉得我必须去教堂。我有一种感觉，牧师只是在为我布道，所以我后悔我离开了，写下了这首歌。作为一个曾经的浪子，来表达我在那段时间里最真实的感受。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，我们下期再会。
I'm coming home to you, my father. I am the prodigal. Please forgive me. I'm coming home, but I'm not worthyTo be your child, let me be your servant. A father's heart filled with love that forgives me, even if I don't deserve. God's heart is like a father's heart. He is longing for me.To coming home. I did not want to obey your father. I did not want to see that your thoughts were love. and you gave to me all your gifts and blessings. I did not want to see the tears in your eyes. A father's heart filled with love that forgives me, even if I don't deserve. God's heart is like a father's heart. He is longing for me to come home. Away from you, life seems so easy. Each day I did what I choose to do, but my friends were just approaching me. When my money was gone, they left me to a father's heart filled with love that forgives me, even if I don't deserve. God's heart is like a father's heart. He is longing for me to come home. Then I stood alone, everything lost, and I had to work as a servant. I had to eat food of pigs, remembering how good you are. And I went home feeling not worthy to be in your house as a servant. But you are waiting there for me to come, and you are calling me, my son. A father's heart filled with love that forgives me, even if I don't deserve.